genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
Forty-five after the hour. The deep state is something you've heard a lot about in recent weeks. And trying to get to the bottom of it, we decided to have our next guest here, Chris Courtlander. Chris owns the town of Gary Owen, Montana, right on the edge of Custer Battlefield. They're in southeastern Montana. I've been to Gary Owen, Montana, by the way. Been to the Custer, the Little Bighorn Battlefield several different times. Chris, welcome to the program.
Good morning from historic Gary Owen, Montana.
Yeah, probably a little chilly there today, still a little bit raw. Not too far from Broadus or Crow Agency or those parts of Montana. A lot of people don't realize that Custer's last stand was in Montana when you talk about people that are, you know, don't take time to figure it out. But Custer was from Michigan, so I paid a little more closer attention, I suppose. But tell me about this deep state. Your place, you have a museum there that I've been to. I've been to Gary Owen most recently, I think, in 2015. And been around that area, been on the battlefield, like I said, several times. But all of a sudden, you know, a dozen or more heavily armed agents come busting through your door from the Bureau of Land Management, which, by the way, most people don't realize the Bureau of Land Management should be armed and have SWAT-style assault teams to begin with. But what happened and why?
I was raided in 2005 and 2008 by 24 agents of the Bureau of Land Management that came here with a bogus search warrant. And they were here for 8 hours. They took down my museum interns with M16s to the back of their head, spread eagle on the floor. And this was all over a button and a suspender buckle. But more importantly, I just want to draw attention to three national raids that occurred: the Gibson Guitar Raid, the Custer Battlefield Museum Raid, and then the Four Corners Raid in Blanding, Utah, where three people committed suicide. And I wouldn't be on the radio with you today, except for the fact there's been a fourth suicide that occurred December 31st, 2016, in Cody, Wyoming, subsequent to a BLM raid of an amateur geologist who happened to pick up a rock off the ground, who the federal government said came from federal land, but it's argued that and proven that it came from private land. So, Representative Jason Chavitz out of Utah has proposed a bill that's in front of Congress with seven co-sponsors to demilitarize the BLM and other Department of the Interior federal law enforcement. It's House Bill 622, and it's important if your listeners are listening and they want to demilitarize the BLM, but more importantly, take away federal police that are inside the Department of the Interior policing U.S. citizens.
Well, there's all sorts of agencies that I don't think people realize. The Bureau of Land Management. See, here in the East, we don't spend much time worried about the BLM. But when I lived in Montana, where I did for 4 years, the BLM is part of your everyday life, pretty much, especially if you live out, you know, away from any of the cities and you're out where you are. And in Gary Owen, for example, the BLM is just part of the deal, because the BLM got all sorts of land when the railroads went through, and it's gotten bigger since then. But a lot of these federal agencies, people don't realize, have, as you put, federal police forces fully armed, fully ready to do all sorts of things. The Department of the Interior, the BLM, and the list goes on and on and on. The people that you wouldn't think have these SWAT type teams, right?
Exactly. It's basically Ruby Ridge overkill. If the federal agents want to be overzealous, they should be on the border. We have a new sheriff in the White House. He wants to add 10,000 to 15,000 Border Patrol and ICE agents. He needs to cut from the Department of the Interior federal police that are policing our U.S. citizens, paying our taxes, and put them on the border and protect our safety of our country.
All right, so what's the chance of House Bill 622 getting through? Because, again, I don't think most Americans realize the Internal Revenue Service, the BLM, Department of Interior, all of these different agencies have federal police officers as part of their agencies. People are oblivious to it because you don't see it very often. It's hidden behind somewhere. You know, I mean, the chance of seeing an armed agent from the BLM pretty rare, unless you're Chris Courtlander, of course, and you'll see him twice.
Steve, you're 100% correct. What basically happened in a nutshell, after 9-1-1, President Bush signed into order an executive order that militarized every secretary of his cabinet. So we have a SWAT team for NOAA, National Oceanographic, for the Department of Education, Department of EPA, and the list goes on and on, just like you said. We only had before that DEA, U.S. Marshals, and FBI, which we all need. But now we have a federal police force that swells to the ranks of just about 30,000 federal agents that are armed. And their main job is to police U.S. citizens.
Right.
Not our enemies.
Let me give you people an example real quick before we run out of time today. But people that have police forces included the Department of Agriculture, for example, the Department of Treasury, the Department of State, the Department of Justice, of course, the Department of the Interior, Homeland Security, of course, but Health and Human Services. And why would, the USDA need armed federal agents? Well, if they need somebody, couldn't they call somebody else? Chris, I'm going to give you the last word here, and where people can find out more, please direct them.
Thank you. The website, custermuseum.org, on the left side, go down to press releases. We have live links, including video links of senatorial hearings and all the newspaper articles regarding the suicides and how you can help demilitarize the federal police that are policing our U.S. citizens. House Bill 622, please contact your federal delegation. We have a link on our webpage how to do that, and ask them to support House Bill 622 to demilitarize and defund the Bureau of Land Management and other Department of the Interior law enforcement agencies.
Chris Courtlander, founding director of the Custer Battlefield Museum. If you're ever out there, it's a very interesting place to be. Chris, I appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's Tuesday. Some final thoughts, maybe a phone call after this on the Steve Gruber Show.